News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Good morning, one and all. Jackson here. Melissa's about to show up here today, May 15th. And we're talking about two different organizations today. The El Paso County Historical Society and the El Paso County Historical Commission. Very similar names. The last word is the only thing different. One's a society, one's a commission. And there are some major differences. And in the first hour here, we're going to talk a whole lot about stuff in a book that was put together by the El Paso County Historical Society. In the second hour, we're going to talk to some commission people as they come in. And the whole idea is to show the contrast between the two and also what they're doing. So we got that going on here. We also do have where's Melissa? What happened to Melissa? Melissa, are you there? Melissa went away. What happened to Melissa? No, you're not.
You hung up on her.
I did not.
You did.
I did. Andrew says I hung up on you. Sorry about that, Chief. We'll call back in here. And you'll see what that experience is like on your end, huh? Anyway, it's the place where we say on KTSM AM 690 you will find us. We're also streaming live on Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show. Melissa, yeah, bring back in. El Paso History Radio Show. And streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso in as well. And this is where we always say Texas history begins in El Paso. You need to call in on the regular number, Melissa. She's not calling in a regular number, is she? Yeah, we'll get to her in a minute. But also, I'll read your line then. This is where people can find us audio streaming live on the internet and also on ktsmradio.com, where you can then click on the iHeartRadio link and you can then find us anywhere. We do have a history moment today. I know Melissa has put one on. Melissa, you got to call the correct number, dear. 544-KTSM for Melissa. Anyway, we have a new book produced and distributed by the El Paso County Historical Society today. And we talk about that book with a guy named Joe Lewis. He is an author of several chapters in the new book. Good morning, Joe. How's it going?
Doing great, Jackson. Thank you so much for having me on.
Indeed. And we'll get Melissa on right here in a second here. Melissa, we got you now. We got you now on the air. Melissa,
okay.
I got you live on the air. Joe says hi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Yes. Hey there.
Okay.
All right. Now, it's a new book I was just talking about here. And this is where you read Joe Lewis, Melissa. Go for it. We're not hearing you, Melissa. Oh, goodness. All right, Melissa, here's the deal. You'll find Melissa. I got Melissa. All the audio is up here. Melissa's working from home today. Anyway, Joe Lewis, a third-generation El Pasoan and a former member of the board of the El Paso County Historical Society, and he's the author of a book about the El Paso history called On the Rio Grande, Stories of My Life on the Border. I think we've got that picture up as well. He's a contributing author to the new book, The Lost Restaurants of El Paso. And by the way, in our second hour, we're going to have Barbara Welch and Shelley Sutherland coming in. They'll be our guests to explain the history and mission of the El Paso County Historical Commission and some projects they're working on now. So anyway, one of the reasons of today's show, Joe, I wanted to do this, is to explain the similar things about these two organizations, the Society and the Commission. And the Society has been around since 1954, and it was a driving force in the historic scene of El Paso. This is from their website. It says this. El Paso County Historical Society strives to foster research into the history of the El Paso area, acquire and make available to the public historic materials, publish and encourage historical writings pertaining to the area, and to develop public consciousness of our rich heritage. And, Joe, you may or may not know this. You weren't there at the time, neither was I. But back in March of 1954, at the urging of a guy named Cleophas Careos, the Women's Department of the Chamber of Commerce undertook the project of creating the El Paso County Historical Society. So good old Cleophas said, hey, you ladies, why don't you work on this? And she got the men involved, and away they went. So since that time, the Society has collected items pertaining to the history of El Paso and has published a quarterly publication, Crossword. It's historical articles pertaining to the area, and Society archives include photos, journals, documents, books, and more. And today, Joe, we're talking about a book, a particular book, and I've got that book right here. Now, this one looks a little funny because I've earmarked it with all kinds of stuff, and that's the pages where I took pictures. But, Joe, let's talk about this book here. It's called Lost Restaurants of El Paso. How lost are they?
Oh, boy. There are some really lost ones, let me tell you. It was such a joy to work on this book and to do the research about restaurants, some of which I knew growing up here. I've spent 70 of my 77 years in El Paso, third-generation El Pasoan, and I think I know a little bit about El Paso's restaurants.
Did you like to eat a lot? Did you go eat a lot?
I did.
Ah, yeah, I bet you did.
I did. let me say that, first of all, thank you all for having me on.
Sure.
I want to say that the Historical Society is a nonprofit organization, all volunteers. There's nobody paid over there. And they do a great job of keeping the archives, amazing archives, that are available to the public, that anybody that would like to do research about their families or genealogy or just anything about the history of El Paso. It's a great place to go. This book, The Lost Restaurants of El Paso, I think is really important because so much of our culture and so many of our memories are made in restaurants. I loved writing my chapters on this book and also reading what the other members of the board wrote about the chapters, about the restaurants that they covered. We kind of divided it up because it was too much for one person to do. And everybody on the board is a historian. So it's really well done, well researched. And we got a lot of good information from not just the Historical Society archives, but the UTEP Special Collections archives, the El Paso Times archives, the Internet. Interviews with people who were involved in the restaurants, and it's got tons of pictures that make the book really a collector's item.
What we got now, we got the cover of the book up there. You've got the a whole bunch of little pictures there. The Oasis, we'll talk about that. We've got the Mint Cafe, but down at the bottom, you've got a bandstand with a bunch of guys playing. That was in the old Cafe Central, wasn't it?
That was in Juarez at the Cafe Central, and that was one of the ones that I took on as a project. And the reason that I did that was my parents used to go to the Central, and it closed down in the early 70s, and it was I had just come back from being away for a number of years in the Army and graduate school when they closed down. But I do remember when I was at Texas Western as a student, that it was the Central I knew was right across the bridge, the downtown bridge, on the first thing on the right-hand side. And people would go there for lunch and dinner, and they would sit and have drinks and play chilo in the bar. You know what chilo is?
No, what is that?
It's a dice game.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with a girl. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. They would give you a little box, not a box, but more of a cup made of leather with five dice inside. Then each person at the table would roll the dice, and there was a game you could play that you could either bet on or not. Mostly people bet on it, but that's what I remember. And there's so many people probably listening in right now that remember going to the Central right there on Avenida Juarez. But I found when I was researching it is that there's much, much more to that story that we'll get into when we get to that chapter.
Well, we're looking at the pictures now at Cafe Central. I saw one go by there.
Okay.
A bunch of guys in a bar, and they look like one-armed bandits on the side there. Is that what that was? Is that gambling stuff?
Absolutely. That picture of the bar is not the one on 16th of September. I mean, on Bar's Avenue. This is the one. The original one was on 16th of September.
Okay, that's a color photo. It's a postcard, it looks like.
Right, right. It's amazing. There's a website called MexicoEnFotos.com, and you can find photos of all over Mexico of all different things. And I found this this picture and a couple of others that were actually postcards.
Yeah.
And this one shows the bar with the slot machines on the side,
right,
and all the guys gathered toward the back. And that was the one on 16th of September.
Okay.
But the interesting thing about that is that they had not just a bar, but they had the restaurant had a dance floor and had a ballroom.
Oh, yeah, we see that. Big picture here, yeah.
An orchestra of 10-person orchestra that played almost every night, and it was an orchestra that had two Americans was the max that the law allowed.
Oh, wow.
Two Americans played on the orchestra, and the rest of them had to be Mexicans.
Let me ask you something. Melissa, we got you. Go ahead and comment if you like. But we.
I was laughing at what you were talking about with the people in the picture.
Oh yeah, but Joe, let me ask you: is this one of those places? I don't remember hearing this. Like when La Fiesta had big names come in from Hollywood, would Cafe Central do that same kind of thing with a big name band or person?
You know, the Central was way before the Fiesta.
Ah.
La Fiesta was, you know, during the '50s and '60s. I'm not sure, maybe even to the early 70s, but the Central was at its peak during the Prohibition, in 1920s, 1930s.
Of course.
When people couldn't get a drink in the United States, people came from all over the country to go to Juarez.
I bet they made a lot of money over there. They made bucks when they did that, a whole bunch of money, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a boom town. They had tons of restaurants, bars, even casinos. There were two distilleries, two breweries. They were really pumping out the alcohol to get people over there.
I remember Straight American Whiskey. Remember that?
Yeah,
Straight American Whiskey.
I'm sorry?
Straight American Whiskey, which had nothing to do with America. It was Mexican bourbon.
Right. Yeah.
But it was owned by an American that owned the still.
Melissa, have you been to any of these places over there in the old days? I mean, not in those time frames, but have you been there since?
I went to Chihuahua Charlie's, Martine's, several different places over there, but I've only been here 30-some years, so you guys are dating me on that one.
And Joe,
I do have a question, though, Joe. What about the Carousel? That's right across the Rio Grande, that down there, and that has been there forever. Do you have anything on that?
We do not. Not in this book, okay? I'm sure somewhere in the archives there would be. You see, that was in New Mexico. That one was right over the river by where the brick factory is. And then across the street from it was the Morocco. You remember that?
I know the
name. I used to go there. I loved that place.
But back to the Central. The Central actually moved into El Paso and is still Cafe Central in downtown El Paso. Same people, right?
No, not the same owner.
No? Okay.
This was part of the story that I came across when I was doing the research on the Central in Juarez was that, first of all, it became an international sensation, okay? Movie stars, Hollywood stars would come to Juarez to go to the Central. The other one was the other big name is on the cover of the book, the Mint Cafe that was owned by Harry Mitchell.
Oh yeah,
those two were big cabarets that had entertainment They had their orchestras, but also famous people from all over the United States would go to visit these places. And is one article that I got a hold of in my research called Juarez During the Prohibition Era, The Monaco on the Border.
Oh, I bet it was.
Was that crazy? It was like Las Vegas.
All right, Joe, we got to take a break here, our first break of this hour, and we're going to come back and talk more about stuff. If you want to go more in Cafe Central when we come back, we'll do that. Otherwise, we could move on to the Mint or wherever you want to go. The point is that the book is Lost Restaurants of El Paso, and the reason you claim the Juarez restaurant is because it had such an impact on people.
That's right.
It did move over and become an El Paso restaurant, and that part is not lost. The lost part is the Mexican part. It's gone. Okay, got that figured out. Melissa, you got some people looking at you on Facebook there, a bunch of folks.
Yeah, I know. We had about 3,800 people that were coming in today. We've got Harry Kirk for the East Side. We've got, oh, my gosh, let me get over to that list here. Oh, Margie Rivas Benton from the Northeast, and G. Salazar. Let's see, Barbara Estrada. We got some. They're very interested in what's going on with this show today.
Harry Kirk, the Goggins around. All right, we'll talk to people on the phone if they wish to do so. Why don't you throw that number out and see what happens? You ready? Go.
I'm ready. 544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
We've got your stimulus right here, and this one isn't on you, the taxpayer.
Awesome.
No way.
Awesome.
Listen for the keyword and enter it into our website for your chance to win $1,000 with the $1,000 stimulus.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du Vientu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
If your basement smells like mildew, it could be coming from the last place you'd expect. Your gutters. That's right. Clogged gutters cause rainwater to overflow and seep right into your foundation. Now I'm smelling costly repairs. Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter guard, is a one-time investment that keeps debris out and comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. So schedule your free estimate now. Call 844-300-LEAF. That's 844-300-LEAF. Or visit tryleaffilter.com and keep gutters clean for good.
Stay tuned and stay informed with News Radio 690, KTSM, an iHeartRadio station, El Paso's News Radio 690, KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. We had a request on the phone. Do we do any restaurants in El Paso? Of course we do. We started out with the Mint because Joe Lewell's our guest. Had written some of that, and it also transferred into an El Paso restaurant. We're going to do Griggs, Ashley's, Jackson's, Hacienda, Mesa Gardens, and we might get even some more in here, La Villita, Hollywood Cafe. These are all in this book. The book is called Lost Restaurants of El Paso. We'll get back to that in just a second. Well, I got to tell you a couple of things here. You can also send us an email during the show, El Paso History 6, it's ephistory690@gmail.com. We are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook, and you go there for our weekly promo announcements of the topics coming up. Also, we have a TV channel for free videos to take a look at on YouTube, and you go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV. We've got the El Paso Gold DVD series up there. They're all about El Paso, the 20 segments of our ABC 7 series we did with Bernie Sargent. That's also at El Paso History TV on YouTube, and those ran in the newscast. There's some interesting stuff there, 20 of them. We had a comment on Sunday, May the 9th, a comment about the Socorro Mission in El Paso, Texas. That's the name of a lecture that we recorded at the History Museum. It's an illustrated lecture by Dr. Yolanda Leyva. And Connie Webster said, thank you so much for explaining the past so simplified to understand our present. There's a lot of stuff on that YouTube channel for free. All of it's for free. And what you can do there is go hang out, take a look at stuff, and see what else there is to do. You can go search El Paso History TV on YouTube. Melissa, what do you got?
Well, we got to welcome back the Plaza Classic Film Festival. We'll be back again this summer, and after a year's absence, the El Paso Community Foundation Plaza Classic Film Festival will return to the Plaza Theater for its 14th year for the festival itself. Now, the film festival will be from July 29th through August 8th. It's going to be in and around the Plaza Theater in downtown El Paso. And this year's Plaza Classic will be more traditional, but with COVID safety protocols in place. But I suggest that you head over to their website, the El Paso Community Foundation, where you can find out about more information as the movie's coming up, as they're being released, because I know they're still working on them right now.
Oh, a lot going on there. And their website's good. And they're changing them up until the last minute. So, all right, Joe, let's go for another restaurant. Let's skip the Mint for a bit and come to something else in El Paso. Pick one you like.
Well, let's clarify something first, okay? This thing about the Central in El Paso, the restaurant that exists now, there's only one connection between that and the one that was famous in Juarez, and that is that when the Central closed in the early 70s, Mr. Gonzalez, S.G. Gonzalez, was the proprietor, and he died in the early 70s, and at that time, his restaurants closed, but there was a local restaurateur on El Paso side by the name of Mike Doble, who had a restaurant called Miguel's Steak and Spirits at La Villita Shopping Center.
Well, we got a picture of the La Villita. Yeah, go ahead.
And he went over to Juarez and he bought the bar from the Central. There was a long, really beautiful bar, the long cart. That he installed in the second Miguel's Steak and Spirits up on Shadow Mountain near where Pelican's is now,
okay.
in the back of that strip shopping center. And he installed that front of that bar there because it was a long room. And he stored the back of the bar. And then when he opened Miguel's Cafe Central, where the Central is today in downtown El Paso behind the Plaza Hotel, he auctioned off the front of the bar and put the back of the bar in that restaurant, which is still there.
Okay. Question for you.
The ownership of the old Central in Juarez had nothing to do with the one in El Paso today.
Except the name sounds very familiar.
Yeah. It has the back of the bar.
Right. Okay. Question for you. We've got to take another break. Here's a question for you. The La Villita and Crawford House on Oregon Street. What is in that spot now?
That's a good question.
I believe it's the new West Star Bank.
It's in that area.
I think that's it. 601 Oregon yeah. Street, I believe. I think that's what that is.
They tore down. That little shopping center was like an old town.
Yes.
And it was really cute.
I really
liked it.
I did too.
It housed two restaurants. It housed Miguel's Steak and Spirits and a restaurant called the Iron Tender, which was a steakhouse.
Okay.
But apparently the city fathers felt that place was too, that location was too valuable. They tore down that nice little old shop, and they put in another building. I don't know what's there now, to tell you the truth.
I believe it's that new bank building going up. I'm going to look at it on Google Earth, and I think that's what we're going to break here. Joe Lubels is on the phone here. He's an author about El Paso stuff. His other book, I like the other book as well, too. Give me the name of the other book. It's too small on my page to read it.
Okay, it's called On the Rio Grande,
yes.
Stories from My Life on the Border.
I mean, you growing up here doing stuff, went to UTEP and all that. Joe Lewis, we'll be back in a minute when we talk more about stuff. Melissa, you got more people looking at us? There's the picture of the book.
I have a couple of questions for Joe when we get back about where to buy the books and the Happy Bavarian.
Ah, indeed. Well, you need to ask the questions about what's in the book, because I guess you didn't get a copy to take a look at. Because not everything made the book. And that's the point, I guess, we've got to emphasize.
But that's okay. You know, we may have to do another volume.
That's true. You could do a second one. Cool as that may be.
Yeah, those were questions from the Facebook listeners.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, we'll just keep bringing them out. And then, Joe, you're going to have to make another book.
Absolutely. I wish we had included the Happy Bavarian.
Well.
That would have been a great, and the Edelweiss.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
More to come on that back in a moment. And we shall see you after the break. Hit it, Andrew.
You know.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Do not buy a car today. The used vehicle market has been dramatically impacted by the past year's event. The Casa Buick GMC has hundreds of used vehicles priced in pre-pandemic valuations and is offering those vehicles at a tremendous price advantage. This Sunday for 10 hours only, Casa Buick GMC will hold the largest pre-owned sales event of the year.
One-owner trades, repossessions, lease returns, insurance recoveries, and even government-retired vehicles.
Vehicles for less than $10,000, even less than $3,000.
Clearly more.
Financing available through more than 20 local banks and credit unions. Closed Saturday and open this Sunday for 10 hours only. Do not buy a car today.
When we bought our house, we loved that it was surrounded by trees. Incredible curb appeal. But every fall, all those leaves, ugh, our gutters were a mess. We had overflowing downspouts, water damage. That all went away when we got Leaf Filter. And what came back? Yeah, our love for trees.
Leaf Filter is America's number one gutter guard and comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. So schedule your free estimate today. Call 844-300-LEAF. That's 844-300-LEAF. Or visit tryleaffilter.com and keep gutters clean for good.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Less than 1% of water on Earth is drinkable, and humans are using it faster than nature can replenish it. Reduce the amount of water you use in the bathroom by taking shorter showers and turning the water off while you brush your teeth. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/Earth.
I'm Rob Smith, and I'm problematic. As America's favorite black gay veteran Republican, I'm problematic to the radical left because I let them know they don't own me. I'm also problematic to some on the right because I think gays and lesbians can be freedom-loving, gun-toting, red-blooded Americans just like other conservatives. My podcast, Rob Smith is Problematic, takes on the radical left and forces the right to think a little bit harder. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, and it's easy to see why. Listen to Rob Smith is Problematic on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Talking lost El Paso restaurants, if it's not lost, we probably shouldn't talk about it. Although I see somebody on Facebook wants to talk about Chico's Tacos. Now, there's a restaurant I think should get lost, but that's just me. Anyway, rim shot on that one. Hey, do either of you guys know where the Fillmore Gap is? There's stargazing tonight at Fillmore Gap. That's between Bishop's Cap and the Oregon Mountains. If you want to get involved in that, go with the crowd out there. Call up Jim Tolbert. Details. He's doing Celebration of Our Mountains online, and see the details on the website. Then coming up, that's tonight, Thursday, May 20th, 9 a.m. tour of the Police Academy. Once the Dudley Ore Limestone Quarry, they got birding coming up, all kinds of stuff. Get a hold of Jim, 525-7364, or just Google Celebration of Our Mountains, and you'll find him. 525-7364. Melissa, what do you got? Oh, good. Thanking the sponsors here. Do that.
Yeah, we got to check in with our sponsors who have stayed by our side this whole time, and we really appreciate that. So Pepe's is one of those restaurants, and they're located in Canyatillo, and it's 6761 Donovan Drive, and it's home of the one and only margarita. And they're doing caterings to dining indoors, or you can still get food to go. So you need to give them a call at 877-2152. Now, I have another number you want to keep in mind, and that is 588-1850 for Patrick Tuttle. He's with the Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick's an excellent top sales realtor and has a nice inventory of homes and places to rent. So you can sell or rent from him. And then we want to welcome our newest sponsor, State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's a good neighbor, but with a better phone number, 581-0000. I'm sorry?
Zero.
Oh, yes, I had got to add zeros. And also, we don't want to forget, if you're looking for just a rental, then you need to talk to with one of the team members from our friends at Monterey Asset Management, and you can call them at 915-592-4549 or visit their website, m1ep.com. Now, one other really exciting thing is Mission Del Rey Southwest. You were over there this week, right?
Yeah, I went there Thursday, took a couple of pictures. You ought to see what they've done there. Here comes the pictures. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're having their annual spring walk-in sale, and you get 20% off everything store-wide by just mentioning the El Paso History Radio Show at checkout. And there's a lot of nice Native American jewelry for men, and we've got Father's Day coming, so there's a good idea to go over there and check out something for Dad. And you could spruce up your patio or home with some new arrivals of hand-painted Mexican Iquilipala leather, which is the old Mexican, I didn't know what it was, and I went and looked it up. But I've seen that furniture before. They've got patio tables also. And so bring all your visitors from out of the area to their souvenirs, gift items, and Southwest decor. And, tell me about the old El Paso Picture Town, Jackson. You got a chance to see it up hand.
Yeah, we have a picture of that. What he's doing, he's got a couple of walls that he's adding pictures to, and he's next to the jail, and you can put a kid in the jail and take his picture. And this is where they have those strange stools that look like a big, huge human person, and you sit on it, and then you look like that. So anyway, he's got some bizarre stuff out there. Mission Del Rey. And we focus on them a little bit because I think they're a worthy crowd, and we're going to focus on our sponsors when we can. So, all right, moving back to the radio show at hand with Joe Lewis. Joe, we got to cover some ground here. Pick a restaurant and go for it. You want to go to Ashley's or Griggs or what?
Yeah, let's just tell people how they can get the book.
Oh, please.
First of all, it is available on Amazon. I know the Barnes & Noble on the west side has it. But if you want to support the Historical Society, go to their website, elpasohistory.com, and order it online through the Historical Society because they make some money on that.
Indeed.
And that supports a really good cause, a nonprofit organization, and I think you'll enjoy getting it that way.
Fair enough. Pick a restaurant. We got to move on because we're almost out of time.
Yeah. Well, there's so many in this book to talk about. We could have done a whole book just on the ones in Juarez that were so famous, but are lost forever now. But that may be another book. But this covers the old restaurants of downtown El Paso. It goes back into the 1800s. For a long time, a lot of the best restaurants in El Paso, just after the railroad came through, because there were so many people from China that came in to work on the railroad, were Chinese restaurants. They were all over downtown, but they didn't have Chinese names. They had English names. They had American names, but they were all run by different Chinese families, and that's something that I didn't know that much about. The stories that are in here get into quite a lot of detail. I'd like to talk a little bit. I mentioned that Mike Doble, who brought the bar over from the Central and put it in his restaurant, the Miguel's restaurant. I had the fortune of interviewing Mike Doble just before a month before he died. I did not know he was sick at the time. And he was very gracious, and he's the one who let me have the cover or the whole menu of the old Central from the 1920s in Juarez. So that's where that came from.
All right, we need to take on some of these other restaurants like Ashley's.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do Ashley's.
Yeah, well, let me talk about Ashley's.
Please.
Ashley's had two restaurants. One was on Pershing at Five Points. And that was a really nice restaurant where the waitresses all dressed up in Spanish costumes, but they also had one on Montana Street near Sioux Drive. That one I knew very well because I lived in that area as a kid. And they had a big pond with huge koi fish, these huge carp. And the restaurant had a patio and a glassed-in patio where you could sit by the pond and eat your food, and they'd go out and they'd throw tortillas out in the pond to feed those koi.
I did it.
Some friends and I got together. We'd sneak over on a Sunday with a fishing line and a hook, and we'd put some tortilla on the end of the hook.
Oh,
and
no.
We'd catch those babies. They were gigantic.
What did you do with a koi? You can't eat that.
We put them back in.
Okay.
It was catch and release.
I remember that pond so well. And, you know, that became a strip mall now. It's too bad, but that was kind of a fun place.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to something like Jackson's Restaurant, J-A-X-O-N.
Well, Jack, I was very fortunate that I got to spend quite a bit of time with Jack Maxson, who's a wonderful guy who lives here in El Paso, and he was the founder of the Jackson's Restaurants that were famous in El Paso for three decades, from the early 70s into the early 2000s. He sat down with me and told me the whole history of the Jackson's restaurants, how he got started. He was actually a waiter at the Miguel Steak and Spirits downtown at La Villita.
Oh, my.
Because he and Mike Doble were best friends from, they both graduated high school, El Paso High, 1963.
Okay.
And then they went off. They went off to Boulder, to Colorado, to go to college. But they ended up, each of them, in the restaurant business. And Jack started his own chain of restaurants, first of all, downtown on Stanton Street. When they wanted to get more evening business, because people didn't want to go downtown in the evenings. So he opened up a restaurant on North Mesa. Right now, there's a restaurant there called the Angry Owl,
I believe.
But it was Jackson's restaurant for a long time.
You know something, Joe? I only have one complaint about Jack Maxson and his restaurants. He doesn't know how to spell a good name. That's just my opinion. But, okay, pick another restaurant. We got to pick up some restaurants here. You want to go for like the Hacienda?
Well, the Hacienda, yeah. The Hacienda was one of my favorite restaurants for many, many years. It was it's one of the oldest buildings in El Paso, and it was originally a Hacienda and the home of the Hart family. They opened a mill way back at the turn of the century, around 1900, or late 1800s. It was like a little community down there. It's right on the Rio Grande, under the overpass that takes you from Paisano up to where UTEP is. So it's a little hard to find, but it was very popular. It was the Mexican restaurants are great food. The Hacienda building was just great ambiance. We had a lot of parties down there. I threw my wife a surprise 40th birthday party there when she reached 40 a few years back. I won't say how many.
2 years ago.
It was one of the favorite places to go in El Paso, the Hacienda. And it was the Lopez family that founded that restaurant and ran it for many, many years until finally it changed hands. And once it did, it seems like the food changed, and I don't know why, but the building is still there, but it's been empty for years and years.
Apparently, there was a thing in El Paso Inc. last week about Chip John's may have a buyer. I've heard this before. Stay tuned. Yeah. Sometime between now and maybe August, we'll know. All right, we got to take a break here and come back. We got a couple more restaurants to do here. We got to go through Griggs. We got to talk about the, what else we got here? Mesa Gardens. That was an unusual place. All right. Call us if you need to. What's that phone number, Melissa?
It is 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hi, this is Rick from the Air Conditioning Company. If you're even thinking about buying a new air conditioner this year, you'll want to hear this. Air conditioning equipment is rising 10%, so if you act now, you'll save 10%. Plus, if you call the Air Conditioning Company today, you can take advantage of our preseason discount of 20%. That's 20% off the Air Conditioning Company and an additional 10% off on equipment. That's an average savings of about $3,000 on a conversion and $2,100 on a straight replacement. That's a whole lot of money if you ask me. Get a new high-efficiency system with lifetime warranty replaced from $5,000. But you have to act now to get our preseason discounts. At the Air Conditioning Company, estimates are always free. And if you're looking for superior service, we have great deals. Call the Air Conditioning Company today at 842-8615 or log on to airconditioningcompanyllc.com. That's airconditioningcompanyllc.com. You'll love our company. License 26622E.
When it comes to picking out a healthy snack, pecans are the perfect on-the-go nut to help you out. They're packed with multiple health-promoting nutrients and bioactive compounds. You could say that each conveniently delicious pecan is a nutritional powerhouse of flavor. They're packed with multiple health-promoting nutrients and bioactive compounds. They're America's original supernut and are a super snack for your low-carb lifestyle. And the best part is, a handful does the trick. Learn more about their health benefits at AmericanPecan.com. AmericanPecan.com.
Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the golden EIB microphone, a new podcast hosted by James Golden, known better as Bo Snerdly, that takes you behind the scenes for a look at the man who changed America as we know it. Coming soon to iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Now, another iHeartRadio COVID-19 vaccine update.
The White House coronavirus response team says they're in a new phase of the COVID fight. Now, it's all about urging Americans with vaccine reluctance to get on board.
A, get vaccinated, and if you're having a two-dose regimen, make sure you get that second dose.
U.S. top doc Anthony Fauci says skipping the second dose substantially impacts the body's immunity to the virus and potential COVID-19 variants.
Get the latest vaccine info now at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Teens in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod, noun.
the result of the occasional donut, always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're stirring people up about the restaurants. There's some that are not in the book. We're going to have to get another book. And there's some that are, you know, it's the way that goes. Just real quick, I got to let you know, the Cultural Heritage Society of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, they're presenting a history of the Isleta del Sur Pueblo. Rick Quesada knows all about it. It'll be online on May 23rd, 4 p.m. at Mountain Standard Time. That's a free virtual presentation via GoToWebinar. Register over there at culturalheritagesociety.com/events. And Melissa, you got a new exhibit at the airport.
Yeah, this is really exciting. The El Paso International Airport, and this is combined with the City of El Paso's Museums and Cultural Affairs Department. They've got an El Paso Museum of Archaeology is also involved. Artist Wayne Suggs has opened the new exhibit, which showcases the photography of Wayne Suggs and artifacts from the Ancient Cultural Crossroads Collection. It opened on Thursday, and like I said, it's in the El Paso International Airport Gallery, just off the main lobby. And, you know, it's a great exhibit. I've seen some of his pictures, and he does a great job on that.
Oh, yeah.
I posted up where to buy the books. So people can go to our Facebook page, and they can see that there.
Well, we're talking about the book here. It's called Lost Restaurants of El Paso. And we had a request by phone. I don't think this one's in the book, Gillespie's. That didn't make it, did it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it did,
actually.
So Gillespie's is in there. Gillespie, great steakhouse.
There's a whole chapter on the restaurants that were in the Five Points area.
Okay. We got a couple we need to get to here real quick. Let's go for the Griggs. Let's take a look at Griggs
real quick. Most people remember the Griggs down on Donovan Drive. It was opened in 1954. But the original one was on Montana Street. It was there's a picture of it in the book. I had forgotten that it was called the Filling Station on Griggs Fine Dining, but I'm not sure if that was before the one on Donovan. I remember the one on Donovan more.
Oh, yeah.
But the interesting thing about the Griggs restaurants is that this was a whole family. The Griggs family... they had four children. Each of them had their own restaurant.
Oh, neat.
And they were New Mexico people. They were from Mesilla. And Josephine Chavez and Gustav Griggs were the two. They were married, and they opened the La Posta in Old Mesilla, and then La Posta de Rancho in Cordova, California.
Oh.
They also owned El Pinto in Albuquerque, and so the whole family, each family member had a restaurant. They pretty much had the same kind of food. The fare there was considered to be more Spanish or New Mexican.
New Mexican,
food.
Yeah. And you know who takes up that tradition now is one of their former employees, and that's Pepe Morales, Pepe's restaurant and a sponsor of ours in Cañatillo. He bought the recipes, and he and his wife both used to work there, so they know how to run that place. So then that's,
well, you know, Mrs. Griggs wrote a cookbook.
Yeah.
A picture of it is in this book, and it's called A Family Affair, A Few Favorite Recipes of Mrs. Griggs. I suppose that book is still available. I'm not sure, but they spread the New Mexican culture of food into this area. And as far as I know, it's the only restaurant in El Paso, or was the only restaurant, that served New Mexican food.
Good stuff. All right, Oasis Restaurant. Oasis, you loved that place.
Listen, the Oasis Restaurant's owned by Fred Hervey, who was mayor of El Paso at one time. There were several drive-in restaurants called the Oasis, where the places where we hung out in high school and college. There was one called the Hilltop Oasis on Montana and Geronimo, and then there was Mescalero, I think. But anyway, it was up in that area by where Bassett Center is.
Right.
And then there was one downtown, and there was one, we called it the Alta OA, which was near Austin High School and down
Copia.
Near Pershing Street.
Copia and Pershing.
And then, so those were, that's where you would go and park your car, and the car hop would come out, and a girl, pretty girl usually, would come up and take your order at the window. And then, put a tray on your window, and you'd sit in your car and have a hamburger and a Coke, and that would be your date.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, a restaurant that's not lost, that we used to, in my era in high school, we did that same thing with the Charcoaler. And we were at Austin High, but we went around the mountain and went over to the Charcoaler in Kern Place. So, no, that, I tell you what, Joe Lewis, there's a lot of history in El Paso. And to see this book come out here, you've already got enough material to do another one. And like I said, I would vote for a couple of current restaurants to get lost, but that's just me. Anyway, the lost restaurants.
Well, we could do one on the lost restaurants of Juarez, and it would be a great restaurant because I can name Martino's, El Palenque,
Mint.
La Florida, Julio's, La Fogata. I could go on and on.
Oh, Joe Lewis, thank you for being here on the radio show with us this morning. Next hour, we're going to talk to the Historical Commission about things that they do. This hour has been the Historical Society, and I wanted to show what we know about the Society. This is a great book that they've put out, and you can buy it on their website, ElPasoHistory.com, or Barnes & Noble. Right, Joe?
Yep, they had it last time I looked.
Fair enough. Joe Lewis, thank you for being with us. Write another book,
yes, and we'll
put you on the air. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds great.
Joe Lewis, thanks a lot. Melissa, we're going to come back next hour. Shall we do that?
Yes, we shall.
And you have your history moment ready to go?
I hope so.
All right, same here. All right, see you all next hour. Joe, thanks a lot. Y'all take care. See you next hour.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.